This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh, I love it. You can feel your spirit rising.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The power of Isengard is at your command. Sauron, ruler of the earth. That's what old Hillary thought. But that's not the way it's going. Next segment. I'm going to lay out the best news in a long time. A long time. Listen to this guitar from Van Halen. Pretty stuff. Billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google should be investigated for treason. He accuses Google of working with the Chinese government. A great and brilliant guy who knows the subject better than anyone. The Trump administration will take a look. Who's been lobbying for that? It's been hiding in plain view. This audience, this operation has been the first and most powerful salvo of the entire operation. The globalists set China up. The CFR set them up to overtake us. And the fact that Trump and all of them are saying it means it's being accepted that we're going to deviate off that course of world government and sever the ties with the bloodthirsty Chi-Coms that killed five times what Hitler did. And that I believed and you believe that if we sold an idea of freedom versus slavery, people buy into it and it's happening. Good things are happening. I was thinking this morning when I saw about flesh-eating bacteria spreading all over the U.S. from illegal aliens and how ISIS ordered them to not even treat people and just get them in, that it's a as above, so below, as below, so above. The globalists are going to release a bioweapon. I think more than blowing up a nuclear reactor, maybe even nuking Trump. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I know they've obviously got plans for things all the time going that they don't implement, but they've got their finger on the trigger, on the switches. They're trying to crash the economy, and that could do it. And so, but they're losing control of the intelligence agencies right now, but I smell bioattack. Or a big, giant right-wing attack on some groups with a whole bunch of right-wing patsies and a huge false flag. And they don't want us there when they stage it being on air to have witnesses that will go actually show what happened. That's what they're really scared of. Because you can see what they're trying to shut down and what they're trying to condition people not to do is question mass attacks. It's why they said that I said nobody died at Parkland when I interviewed three of the young people there. And we had a young black listener on. Forget his name. And CNN said, oh, Jones hired an actor. So see, what they say I do, they do. And, of course, it turned out he was at the school and it really happened and the police stood down. And, of course, now the police have been indicted, fired, lawsuits, you know, just for standing down. I mean, it's a huge criminal operation, how they stood down. But it's Broward County. It's Hillary's county. They did it. And by doing it, they knew that lunatic was threatening to kill everybody. They protected him. He wasn't even in school then. And of course, they didn't get their story straight either. You know, Hogg said he was at home and then bicycled over and then said he was there during the shooting. I mean, something's going on, but I think people got killed. And so that whole fiasco didn't go the way they wanted it to. And so they don't want us on air when they pull their big one. But here's the good news. Aren't we all Alex Jones now? I mean, I come out and say maybe the Iranians did bomb the ships. They just attacked the British ship the other day. They admitted they did. Tried to take it over. The Brits just aimed guns at them and said, go ahead and try. But the Iranians are crazy. I mean, they could do something real. I'm not saying it wasn't staged. It probably was staged. My listeners went into conniption fits, and all over mainstream news, no one bought it. So, see, I just was skeptical before everybody else. People aren't even listening to me so much as they already just don't believe any of this crap anymore. Yeah, you cut a man's tongue out, you don't prove him a liar, only that you're afraid of what he has to say. We'll be right back with unbelievably delicious news. InfoWars.com. It's verboten. Spread that link. Stay with us. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's a illusion. There's confusion in life. But nobody bleeds. Goes on and on, on and on and on. Heaven and hell, my friends. All right, let's get into the huge, unbelievably important breaking news right now. There was a deal made by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an international corporate crime syndicate, to parlay American exceptionalism and power and technology into China. And since the 70s, they've gone from 90-plus percent of the population not having running water or electricity to them having more electricity, more cars, more medicine, more weapons, more everything than us. And no human rights, no environmental standards, the rivers light on fire, no smokestack scrubbers, no controls. All the carbon taxes are for us to shut us down. They fund Hollywood. They own our debt. They own the big six production houses. They have Confucian societies at all the major universities. And Google openly moved there last year and told the Pentagon, we're not going to work with you on AI or any other projects. But they went to work directly for the Chinese government and the military for all of their programs because they believe in America hated. Because they were trained at the universities and set up by the globalists for this plan. Not just Dragonfly, not just censored search engines that the party's already been using for 4 years, not just all the secret programs Google got caught in 2010 involved in. Obama greenlit all this, so there's this arrogance of the breakaway deep state that's accelerated since Trump got in, and the Chinese dictator, their president, went and met in Davos when Trump got elected and said, with Juncker, the Nazi heir, can't make this stuff up, beyond Marvel Comics, we'll defeat Trump, we'll crush America in a trade war. And Trump said, challenge accepted, we're kicking your ass. So the Rothschild Economist, all these publications are openly saying it's the Chinese century, America's done, we're going to defeat you, whatever happened to America, America's over. Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan all shoot their mouths off against the U.S. It's a world government, and America isn't in it. And so they've done this in plain view, and I went and confronted the Google head. I went after all these people and said, you are the traitors. You bet on the wrong country. And now, Peter Thiel was very clear in his speech that they're hidden in plain view. They work for the Chi-Coms. It's all admitted. He's a little more couched on Fox News, but billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel believes Google should be investigated for treason, the president says in a tweet. He accused Google of working with the Chinese government. Fox and Friends, and a great, brilliant guy who knows his subject better than anyone, the Trump administration will take a look. He was on, actually, Tucker Carlson last night. They re-aired it on Fox and Friends. I know. I was working out watching it this morning. And that means, folks, that this whole project they've been trying to keep Trump from unknowing and the deep state's so scared of that they're all treasonous. You bring it out, they could all be arrested if Trump wanted. Trump has all the cards now. A hand of Ace of Spades, 50 decks, 1,018 wheelers full of Ace of Spades. The enemy has no cards if he plays these. The whole New World Order project is espionage. The whole world government is treason. The whole globalist system is evil. And now we got Trump in. Instead of them kind of working with him, but leaving him alone, but co-opting, they tried to kill him. They tried to kill me. They tried to destroy you. Now it's real war. And I cannot tell you how delicious. This is like working in the fields for 50 eons and finally having that first bottle of wine from the grapes, and it's delicious. God's promise is coming through. It's beginning. Here's Peter Thiel, one of the biggest insiders turning against the New World Order. He did it a long time ago, I was told, but this is the proof. This is so powerful. This is Bilderberg Insider torpedoing them from the inside. Here it is.
Peter Thiel co-founded PayPal. He was one of the very first investors in Facebook. If anyone knows a lot about big tech and its power and its potential dangers, it's Peter Thiel. So it means something when he warns that Google, the world's most powerful company, has become a threat to American national security. They may even have committed treason, he says. While speaking at the National Conservatism Conference in Washington yesterday, Thiel warned that Google may have been infiltrated by Chinese intelligence and ought to be subject to immediate investigation by the FBI and the CIA. We're happy to have Peter Thiel join us tonight. Peter, thanks a lot for coming on.
So, thanks for having me.
What did you mean when you said that?
Well, it was just in the form of a set of questions I asked where, you know, artificial intelligence is something people talk about nonstop in Silicon Valley, but they almost never talk about its dual use. If it's real, if this is a real thing, it obviously can also be used by the military. It'll be weaponized in all sorts of ways, and it's an important national security question as to who has it. There's this very peculiar background where Google is working with the Chinese communist government and not with the U.S. military. So the Project Maven decision was a decision not to work with AI with the U.S. military, but they're working with the communist Chinese. And so the question is, you know, from the outside is just what in the world is going on there? And I sort of suggested a few different possibilities, but I think, you know, it's been they've described it as a Manhattan Project for AI. And so if you go around broadcasting that you're building the Manhattan Project for AI, I would think this naturally would draw the attention of foreign intelligence agencies. You know, I think the Chinese are competent enough that the Ministry of State Security is likely to have infiltrated Google. And then I think the Google management has sort of a decision of either letting the software go out the front door or figuring it'll get stolen anyway and go out the back door.
When you say you believe that Chinese state security is likely to have infiltrated Google, what would that? What does
well,
that mean?
If you say you're building a Manhattan Project for AI, don't you think that would attract the interest of foreign intelligence agencies?
Yes.
It's just hidden in plain sight, and then they are. Well, I think there are sort of all these ways that Chinese nationals are engaged in espionage in the U.S. It's understandable that China is doing that. They see themselves in a very serious competition with the U.S. But we're not particularly on our guard about it. And if you have sort of a series of super futuristic tech projects that you broadcast to the whole world, it's at least a suspicion. And then the weird fact that's indisputable is that Google is working with Communist China, but not with the U.S. military on its breakthrough AI technology.
Why is that?
Well, that's the question. I mean, I think one explanation is they figure they have to because if they don't give it to them through the front door, it'll get stolen through the back door. So first answer is they have to, and then I think of course there's probably a broad base of Google employees that are ideologically super left wing, sort of woke, and think that China's better than the U.S. or that the U.S. is worse than China. It's always more anti-American than
always.
Anything.
But this is, by definition, a threat to American national security, as you point out. So if Sundar Pichai was sitting right here, what would you say to him?
Well, I would say, answer my three questions. How many foreign intelligence agencies have infiltrated Google? Have the Chinese in particular infiltrated? And why are you working with Communist China and not the U.S.? What is the reason you're doing
that? Why do you think the questions you raise, and this is not in any way to minimize their importance, are kind of obvious questions? Why hasn't the U.S. government ascertained the answers?
Well, it's possible that there are people in the U.S. government looking into it, and they haven't told us. But yeah, I think the FBI and CIA would be the natural places to look into it. The FBI would look at it from the domestic side. The CIA would look at it from the outside in, and you know, would try to look at seeing if from the outside there are people, you know, controlling people inside Google or.
So, as someone who's, this is almost rhetorical, but as someone who's built a lot of companies, as you have. Do you think it would have been possible to create, to incubate and grow a company like Google in China?
Or I don't think. I think the U.S. is still better at innovation and at starting things, but it certainly can be copied and replicated.
Right.
And something like this is true of all the breakthrough technologies we have. Most of them are still originating and developing in the West, but they don't give us much of an advantage if they get transferred, you know, in a matter of a few years, if not a matter of months.
So I have to ask you, I assume you're watching the Democratic.
But again, the deal was already made. Now America's breaking the fraudulent deal. That's the big secret that you're not being told. We have all the ace cards of their treason. That's the key. When you make a deal with China, they only let you work with them. Google and Apple officially have moved to China, and they're going down. Tim Cook's going down.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
When I pointed out that the globalists had sold out America to China and openly written hundreds of books, and I mean hundreds, celebrating the Chinese communist century, moving their families, their funds there. You move there, you sign your company over to them, they give you tax exemption. You can, like, murder your gardener if you want and don't get in trouble. I mean, it's just lawlessness by the elite over there. I knew that if we exposed that and went after big tech, they would get me banned quicker than running around in traffic will get you killed. But we did it, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's popularized, and now there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. It's like setting fire to an old barn full of kerosene, soaked in gasoline. So this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, with Peter Thiel and all the rest of it coming out saying go after Google for espionage. Apple's even in bed worse. I wonder how did in plain view, though. Oh, the Apple code keys last March 2018. Oh, well, when you're state run, you give your code keys. You give the Apple code keys to everybody's Apple phones and all their devices to the government. Yeah. No, we're based here now. That was in Reuters. And I'm like, folks, it's moving faster than I thought. This is treason. If Trump just goes after him, most of these Democrat officials are on the payroll, a lot of Republicans too. Let's just get the pain over with, and let's expose it, and let's arrest their asses, and give them trials, and then hang them till their frickin' necks break. And I told people, I'm not a bloodthirsty person, but I won't call for something I won't carry out. After they're convicted, you need somebody to kick the levers? I won't wear a black mask up there. I'll go up there, and I will kick those levers to those hangsman nooses, and I'll drop those floors out from under these people, and I'll sit there and watch them crap their gretches while their legs shake, and they frickin' die. You understand? Because the Chinese, ladies and gentlemen, have killed five times what Hitler did. And we took those damn Nazis, and we hung them by their damn necks till they were dead. So I'm not a person that likes violence, but I'm telling you something, and we're not going to preemptively do it. We're not going to offensively do it. I'm saying when the heads of Google and Facebook and all and Apple especially get caught helping run slave camps like Apple does, helping round people up, these are Nazis. We need Nuremberg trials, and we need to be sent to prison bare minimum. Now, you wonder why they're so desperate and why Facebook's announcing all these plans for insurrection and killing conservatives. And why they're trying to test it with that million-person army that's going to overtake Area 51. That's not a joke. That's a test. Facebook was built to overthrow countries. Talk to Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, liaison reporter, does a great job. He's been banned off Twitter everywhere for saying they're going to go out and protest Antifa, who just did a firebombing. We're going to go to him in a moment for the rest of the hour. But first, did he put his Twitter back up? Did he just put it up? Oh, he has a new account. Well, that's great news. But first, let's go ahead and go to this clip here of AOC refuses to condemn Antifa terror attack on ICE facility. Think about that. And then we'll play the clip from the press conference last night because it just shows what terrorists these people are. Here it is.
Will you condemn Antifa for the attack in Washington? It's easy to condemn a terrorist attack. Will you be condemning Antifa? They firebombed an American facility. Will you condemn them? Will you be condemning them? Do you feel like you have some responsibility in the attack with your rhetoric about concentration camps? Are you responsible? Do you feel ashamed?
So, this individual who firebombed and tried to shoot the police and all the rest of it, Willem Van Spornsen, was profiled by CNN. They did a fundraiser for him. And now none of them will decry it. I have a whole stack of news here we'll cover next segment where they're actually being endorsed as heroes by the founder of Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is just cuckoo land. Randomly just go to some ice place and try to kill people and you're a hero. It shows how nuts these people are. Joe Biggs, you've got your demonstration coming up in a month exactly that got you banned. But, I mean, this just vindicates everything you've been talking about, I've been talking about, where these people have escalated things and now it's being green-lighted again. Where do you think this is going?
This is insanity. I mean, this is a domestic terrorist organization, and we need to treat it as such. I mean, we have White House petitions that are out right now asking the president to label Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. You know, we hear these terms and services being used all the time on these social media accounts and these platforms where they say, oh, if we say certain things or if we promote violence, if we speak about violence, and how we conduct ourselves outside of these platforms, like in our everyday life, that can affect us being banned or not. Well, you see Antifa actually talking about committing violence. They're actually sharing recipes to build chemicals that will burn you, and they're actually going out and beating people, firebombing and attacking individuals and committing acts of terrorism, and nothing's happening to them. They're able to communicate freely on the Internet, and nothing's being going on. You've got a guy that works for CNN and a host on Netflix, Kamala Ball, whatever the hell his name is. I posted stuff about him yesterday with an Antifa flag and his banner on Twitter. This is insanity. You have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are further fanning the flames and then adding to this the violence. This is what they want. It's communism, plain and simple. They want to stoke fear in the hearts of Americans, and that's why we're going to have this rally August 17th in Portland. We're going to stand toe-to-toe with these individuals and let them know that this is a nation of laws. You're not going to sit here. Your threats aren't going to scare me. You're not going to deter me from standing in any city in this country. I fought for this country. I died for this country. And I'm still going to take the fight to the enemy.
You know, Joe, I have a White House petition we're going to be announcing. You know, I called Paul before Trump ever put these tweets out. Paul remembers it Saturday morning. I said, we should do a White House petition. I was going to have him write it. I kind of did it as a voice memo. But an American citizen has to put it up, and I was going to put it up and say that Trump needs to call for the deportation of Ilhan Omar because she fraudulently came here, married her brother, and all the fraud. Of course, it's a stunt, but I'm just glad that Trump's metaphysically on the same page. I'm trying today to put it out, you know, a day late, a dollar short, but it doesn't matter, because it just illustrates how frothing and just anti-American these people are. And it's a good point. If you hate it so damn much and make arrogant statements, like you're going to teach us how to behave and teach us how to be good Americans, then just get out. I mean, don't they get the political correctness is worn thin here, Joe?
The last person that needs to tell me how to behave is Brother Lover. Ilhan Omar has no place talking about this whatsoever. It's extremely hilarious, especially coming from the place where she comes from, Somalia. In your own mess up, don't come over here and tell us how to do war.
Exactly. You know? Until you know how to wipe your big old stinky butt, don't tell us how to wipe ours. Or as Christ said, until you can get the beam out of here, I don't know about the speck in mine. Joe Biggs, stay there. Let's talk more about where all this is going and so much more on the other side. And I'll play that clip of their press conference yesterday. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of Black Rifle. It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs, our guest, going right back to him. Tlaib, another one of the little Islamists. She's up there in burnout Detroit, feeding off what's left. She says, we're going to impeach the mother effer, but Trump can't talk back to her. He's just the president. He's going to shut his dirty American mouth.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
criticism of Trump because he's white is racist. Any criticism of her because she's Palestinian is racist. No. It's called big boy world. You're in Congress. Oh, but Trump can't talk back to her. We're going to go to these clips and go to Joe Biggs. But first, this is the last day of the 1776 worldwide sale. It's 1776 on all the ball caps, on all the T-shirts, on the Betsy Ross flag shirt limited edition that we're now into a new edition of. That was limited edition, but it looks just as good as the last one. That's a Space Force shirt. That's Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2. You know, that's literally selling out, I think, today, too. Ultra 12, double the methylcobalamin of Secret 12, amazing. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Super Silver Wound Gel. I want to explain something. This is the one company out of Denver has the strongest over-the-counter silver allowed. You put on pre-surgery or pre-areas we're going to be around things or after. You can't ingest it, though. It's super powerful, folks, super toxic. Let me tell you, there's nothing it doesn't knock out. We are the only people licensed to make it or licensed to buy it from them. We call it Super Silver Wound Gel. It sells for $40 in stores. Hospitals use it. We have to pay them basically what we're selling it for. Okay? So that deal was a mistake to even do. That deal loses money. Super Silver Wound Gel, 1776. Ultimate Bone Broth. That's over-the-counter FDA approved, that product, by the way. I should make a bigger deal out of that. Living Defense. Immune Wall, Lung Cleanse, Happies. It's a big sleeper product you should check out. By sleeper, I mean we never talk about it enough. It's really a big hit. Winter Sun Plus, Icarin for your kidneys and liver. Bio-PCA, Floralife Probiotic, Gut Fusion, all shirts, hats, $17.76. The whole thing is 75 to 25% off. One of the biggest sales ever, ends today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Going back to Joe Biggs at endantifa.com. He's got his White House petition, also Twitter at JigsBo till they ban that, and Instagram at SSGBigs. Getting back to what I was saying, here is the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, Ilhan and AOC and others refusing to condemn the terrorist attack that's now being praised by Black Lives Matter. CNN actually sponsored the guy. You can't make this up. Here is that report from the press conference.
To some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro-Al-Qaeda.
You might have noticed how when he said, go back to where you came from, there was an uproar through all of our communities, because every single person who's brown and black at some point in their life in this country heard that. Now, when he made the comment, I know that every single Muslim who has lived in this country
and was run slave trade of black people
has heard that comment. And so I will not dignify it with an answer, because...
Now, that's her refusing to decry Al-Qaeda or ISIS, which she represented in court, we now learn, Infowars.com. Let's go to the clip I was mentioning, though. Here's a clip of them about the firebomber.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
Is it clear?
Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that? I mean, firebombing a concentration camp is kind of a laudable thing. If it actually is a concentration camp, you must be happy that they did it, no? Are you pleased? Should more people do it? It's easy to say no.
Here, I think this is it.
It's really easy to say no.
Now, and we also have them at the press conference doing the same thing. I mean, Joe Biggs, this is crazy. We have the founder of Black Lives Matter, that's another racial Dozell white guy, literally, saying this was beautiful, what the man did was beautiful, just randomly trying to kill people in an ICE facility when people are flooding in and they're dumping 90% on the street. They just process them to make sure child molesters and murderers go back to wherever. I mean, it's just a giant hoax. Where do you think it's all going?
It's going somewhere. I mean, it's going to get to a point where, you know, something's going to have to happen. You know, there's going to be some action in a sense, you know, and I'm hoping it's not going to be this event in August. But look, you know, this is why it's important for every American out there. Look, I'm sick and tired of this, you know, and if the president's watching right now, you should be able to hear this as well. We've got petitions being signed right now by Americans. We're sick and tired of this mass domestic terrorist group running around attacking innocent people, going after journalists, going after people that are in small groups with larger groups, beating them with batons into the ground where they have brain bleeds. There's a serious threat that is happening. Communism is on the rise in America, and people just don't really seem to care. Too many Americans right now are sitting on their butts day in and day out complaining about the future of this country, but they don't have the motivation. They don't have what it takes to get off their ass and actually go do something. That's why myself and other individuals are going out there. If what you're seeing on TV is pissing you off, you need to get off your butt on August 17th. You need to be in Portland, Oregon. You need to stand with the 3%ers. You need to stand with the Oath Keepers. You need to stand with the Proud Boys. You need to stand off with every pissed off American who's sick and tired of turning on the news and watching these masked communists go in and take over cities. In Portland, the mayor is complicit in these attacks. The police are standing down and not doing a damn thing while Americans are being attacked. You've taken an oath. Now it's time to uphold that oath. And if you don't do it, we the people will step in and we'll stand toe to toe with this evil that is coming around the corner right now. This is what it is, though. This is a battle of good versus evil. And we want the president to see this. We want the president to understand, hey, our support of you is getting us called a Nazi. Our support of you is getting us kicked off social media, which for many of us is how we have learned to make a living. Many of us don't have regular jobs. We do videos, we do things like that, and we're having it all taken down. My website, taken down. Laura Loomer, completely deplatformed. You, Alex Jones, deplatformed. You know, we need Americans to stand up because the left's doing it. The left's out there openly being radical. The left is openly calling for violence and committing acts of violence. And then we have individuals who are elected. Look at Keith Ellison in Minnesota. You have these other individuals like Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who won't even condemn these acts of violence. But meanwhile, one thing, Charlottesville. Oh, every day for freaking months straight. Oh, President.
Exactly. That's how they operate. Stay right there. We got to go to break. But here's my statement. I'm going to ask this question. When we come back, I want to get your answer. Joe Biggs, you were on with us a week ago today, and you were talking about how you were going to go to the event coming up in Portland to say no to these bullies and these terrorists. And you pointed out if they can throw acid on people's faces or they can beat them over the head with crowbars, they can almost kill people and the media covers it up or defends it. What's coming next? Well, now we know shootings and firebombings and Black Lives Matter founder and CNN and others are now defending it. And the group of four, the gang, the squad, the four horsemen of the Democratic apocalypse, they won't decry it. It really illustrates to everybody just how radicalized. So I'll ask this question as we go to break. If it's acid attacks and crowbars a week ago, then a week later it is guns and firebombs and everyone praising the shooter and the firebomber, what is CNN going to do when there's 50 attacks and a bunch of cops killed in a station? Well, kind of like they did when cops were getting killed by Black Lives Matter. They're going to defend it. Just like when Congressman Scalise got shot and CNN and Wolf Blitzer, I played the clip, said the guy was a hero. Well, what's Wolf Blitzer going to do if somebody puts a .45 in his head and blows his head off? I'm not saying do that, but you guys are starting to fight. Your little chicken neck leftist asses cannot win. You're writing checks with your mouths that your back can't pay for.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ted Cruz, the story's up on Infowars.com with the video. It needs to be spread like penicillin into a gangrene body. Cruz, Google uses monopoly powers to silence voices they don't like, and lays out the three-part plan that I had a major law firm send to the White House and to every U.S. senator 6-7 months ago. Not bragging. We're in a climate where action gets results. The Democrats know we're taking the country back, so they want a civil war now. I'm going to play some of that video in a moment. Also, Bankrun, Deutsche Bank clients are pulling $1 billion a day. That's very, very interesting and troubling. San Francisco planning safe parking lot for homeless. Muslims called a prayer broadcast publicly in New York. That's up on Infowars.com. Medical journals suppressing vaccine studies. So now they're not just suppressing consumer reviews that, hey, my daughter took Gardasil and died. Can't say that. Shut your mouth, consumer. No, now major studies about how they don't help you and how they're hurting you. Well, that's not allowed. A lot of serious stuff. Going back to Joe Biggs. Joe, I asked a question. You heard it. Some just joined us. If you were on like a week ago about the acid attacks and the steel bars over the heads and just attacking peaceful people, and then you were going to go out to Portland and just do a report on it and stand up to it. You weren't going to be offensive. You were going to go out there and, you know, defend people's rights to march coming up next month on the 17th. And so you got banned off Twitter. That's why we had you on. I remember you were talking about what's coming next. I mean, if the media is endorsing this and saying this is good, what are they going to do next? Well, now we've seen what comes next, the firebombing, the shooting in Washington. And I'll show some articles as you speak of people worshiping him, not just little fringe groups, but mainline Antifa, mainline groups on Twitter, on Facebook, and Facebook is boosting it. Facebook is promoting it. Facebook put out terms of service last week saying you can promote the murder of anyone listed as dangerous. Well, there's only 8 people listed as that, and I'm one of them. Now, they backed off on that, but it looks like they're not going to give up to us and Trump. It looks like they're planning to go full revolutionary war, which is what Facebook was designed for. Facebook pushed the Arab Spring. Where do you see this going? What comes next?
Well, right now, I believe this is a psyop. It's a scare tactic to stoke enough fear into an individual, possibly on our side or the other side, to do something extremely crazy. And that's why cooler heads need to prevail. In this march we're going to have on August 17th, myself, Enrique, Adriana, Rufio, Jason, all my guys, that we've been planning this. We've really talked about security, how we're going to deal with this, what the optics are going to look like, the kind of people we want around us. I've been watching videos of how they attack people with Antifa, and you're seeing a lot of these, insurgent-style attacks that you're doing that you would see in the Middle East. What we have to do is we have to go in there with the right mindset. You got to be cool and calm. Everyone needs to bring medical gear and things like that. But if we go in there with enough people, we will scare them senseless. They're not even going to show up. Or they could show up, and you'll see either the police do their job and harass us, or completely stand down because they want some kind of video footage that they can use, that they can turn into something where we attack first, you know. But that's not going to be the case. My guys know that that's not the way that we're going to do things. Enrique has spoken with all his men. I've spoken with all the groups that are involved that have reached out to us. That kind of stuff is not going to happen. We're going out there as a show of force, as pissed off Americans. If they throw the first punch, then, yeah, we're going to, you know, do what we got to do. But these guys are looking to stoke fear. And that's the thing, though, because right wingers are so freaking scared all the time. So many people back out of these events. Oh, but there's a threat of Antifa violence. Well, yeah, of course, because they don't want you to be there. They don't want you to hear the message that we have. They don't want you to hear what we have to say, because what we have to say resonates better than what the left has right now. What the left has to say right now is so lame and boring that they have to bring in people from other countries just so they can get the freaking votes. You know, that's what they're scared about. Stop listening to these threats. Who gives a flying crap? If you love this country, get out there. If you don't want acid in your face, wear a face mask. If you don't want to, you know, bleed out or anything like that, we'll bring an individual first aid kit. But come out there. It's gotten to the point where either you're going to make a stand or you're going to idly sit by and be complicit in these attacks while our country is being taken over by communist bastards. And I'm sick and tired of it. I want to see thousands of people in August pissed off, sitting there shoulder to shoulder with me. I want every single person on my side holding an American flag. I want us to outnumber them. I want us to put so much fear in their hearts they never even think about holding another Antifa rally, that they get scared at the thought of putting on a black mask over their face. I want them to go back into their mom's basement and cry and eat freaking Cheetos all day. That's what we have to do. We have to be pissed off. Enough is enough. It's not going to get any better if we sit around all the time. But they're threatening to throw milkshakes at me. Well, guess what? Sometimes you got to get dirty. Bring a shield. Do something. But the fight has come, and it's time to make a stand. Are you going to be a coward? Are you going to stand up and do the right damn thing? So get out there. I want to see everyone out there August 17th. This is important.
Joe, I'm glad to hear you so fired up. We'll have you back on and track all this as it unfolds.
We're going to be releasing the information of where it's going to be, how we're doing this next week.
All right. God bless you, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. We have several guests joining us next hour, and I've got so much to get to I haven't gotten to, and so much is breaking. Believe me, you're going to want to go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Because there's so much critical, huge things happening where it's just breaking too fast to even cover all of it. I want to direct folks right now to a very important story that could change the course of the country and the world. Just like I've openly said on air that we could expose that Google and Apple have sold out to the Chinese Communist government. These are U.S. companies, and we could easily take back control of them from the Chi-Coms if we educate Congress, the military, and the Pentagon. Now, the truth is the CFR at the management level had already transferred this and had already allowed all of this. So, this is the same situation right now. If you take action, if you get involved, this is the type of thing that's based in total reality and that will totally expose these individuals. Now, let's go ahead and get to this article that has a link to it that we're going to click on for TV viewers. Flashback, Ilhan Omar begs judge to show mercy to ISIS terrorists. She said they were heroes, that they shouldn't go to jail, that they're great people. That article is on Infowars.com. And here's the article I want to put on screen, and I want to link to so listeners and viewers see it, to the White House petition that we just posted, that I tried to get posted this weekend. We didn't post it. It's okay. Better late than never. Conduct an immediate congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar. And we're calling for the White House and the president to look at this and to call for this. A new petition uploaded to the WhiteHouse.gov site is demanding an immediate congressional investigation. Representative Ilhan Omar, President Trump is currently engaged in a war of rhetoric with Omar and three other congresswomen after he asked, why don't they go back to help fix their totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? The petition is titled, Conduct an Immediate Congressional Investigation of Representative Ilhan Omar, and reads as follows. We ask the president to initiate a congressional investigation into Representative Ilhan Omar's background to determine if she could face expulsion from Congress. Representative Omar's oath of loyalty to the United States of America is in serious doubt. Omar made light of September 11th terror attack by referring to the atrocity of some people did something. Omar was recorded laughing about and making light of Islamic terrorism and the Al-Qaeda threat. Omar refused to condemn the terrorist attack by self-described Antifa member who tried to firebomb the ICE facility in Washington State. He did firebomb it. Omar also defended jihadists in her state with close ties to ISIS, saying they chose and should get lighter punishments because they were political heroes. There are also severe allegations concerning the question of whether Omar married her own brother and fraudulently came to the United States. Article 1, Section 5 of the United States Constitution details the measures necessary to initiate an expulsion of a sitting member of Congress, which requires the concurrence of two-thirds of the members. Earlier today, it was revealed that the House will pass a resolution condemning Trump's racist tweets, they claim. Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body, Trump went on to say. Republicans should act now and stop acting weak, and Ilhan Omar should be shipped back to Somalia.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.